In Indiana, felons can vote as soon as they leave prison. They can vote in West Virginia as soon as they're off probation or parole. But in Kentucky, there's no trigger that gives you your rights back, except a stroke of the governor's pen.
This issue raises fundamental questions for democracy.
That's Mark Maurer, executive director of the Sentencing Project.
As a result of the huge expansion of the criminal justice system over the last four decades, it also results in a record number of people, 6 million, who are not eligible to vote.
In Kentucky, more than 300,000 people are serving or have served a felony sentence. Tomas Lopez of the Brennan Center for Justice says Kentucky is an extreme outlier.
So you have only three states, Florida, Iowa, and Kentucky, that make it so that if you have a felony conviction, the only way that you can get your right to vote back is by individually petitioning the government.
The law disproportionately affects African Americans. One in four black Kentuckians can't vote. Mantel Stevens has never voted. When he was charged with a felony at 19 years old, he didn't know how important voting was.
Once the right was taken away from me, you know, it's kind of like I started paying more attention.
He qualifies for an expungement, but he doesn't have the time or the money that it takes.
Those rights are automatically taken away from us. They need to be automatically restored.
A bill to automatically restore rights for some felons sailed through the State House of Representatives, but it's never received a hearing in the Senate. For WFPL's Kentucky Center for Investigative Reporting, I'm Kate Howard.